Rue Global Impact Blog is a podcast that showcases insights from our interdisciplinary team of professionals and guest hosts from our network. Originally published as blogs on ruhglobal.com.
Today we present the opening of Wall 19-3 in Tehran, a memorial of the Action T4 genocide by Dr. Azadeh Abashadeh.
After 3 years of research on Action T4, the most extensive systematic genocide of the disabled in human history, Dr. Azadeh Abashadeh, with her team, decided to build a memorial in the central part of the capital, located in the largest park of Tehran. The name of this memorial is Wall 19-3, because the Action T4 genocide that took place in 1939 is the most significant black mark against the disabled. Hitler eliminated 400,000 disabled people from his country with the aim of eugenics. This atrocity was so devastating that with the voices and innocent faces of the victims of Action T4 in mind, it is difficult to pick up a pen and write 1939. Perhaps it would be convenient to write 19-3. What is Action T4 program? Action T4 project was launched during the rule of the Nazi Party in August 1939. The Nazi Party stated that the aim of this project, which began under the direct orders of Adolf Hitler, was eugenic and economic corrections. Hitler and the Nazi Party announced that only people who did not suffer from physical and mental disabilities were worthy of living. Accordingly, the Nazi government established medical clinics equipped with trained staff in October. They killed many people with the injection of a lethal drug. Also, they took some people's lives, especially those with Down syndrome, by starving. At the same time, the Nazi Party launched 6 gas chambers to kill other physically and mentally disabled people. The Nazi Party continued to kill the disabled and justified this genocide with propaganda. They announced that the cost of caring for people with disabilities is against the public interest, and that these people are in incurable pain and we are saving them from this situation. According to statistics, the genocide of the disabled continued for 6 years until 1945. And about 400,000 disabled people were massacred. T4 was an organized and large-scale project intending to exterminate all or part of the civilian population. T4 was carried out to prevent the birth and reproduction of a certain group and to prevent the generation of the disabled people. T4 was carried out with the full knowledge of its perpetrators. With full knowledge and according to a predetermined plan, they deliberately exposed a group or part of the society to an unfavorable living situation leading to the decline of their general physical strength. According to research in scientific articles and the author's inquiry, eliminating people with disabilities is still in progress in many parts of the world in more modern ways. All of these methods have an underlying principle: eugenics. In human history, Hitler's genocide project, Action T4, is the most extensive systematic genocide of the disabled. After 80 years in 2022, it is still a stain on the 1939. With the voices and innocent faces of the victims of this horrific project in mind, it is so tough to pick up a pen and write 1939. Maybe it is convenient to write 19-3. Dr. Azadeh Abashadeh submitted a petition to His Excellency Mr. Abdullah Shahid, the President of the United Nations General Assembly. More details at the link in the abstract. Also, you can read more information in the article. Request from UN recognition of Action T4 as the systematic genocide of the disabled on the Billion Strong website.
Thanks for listening to another blog from Rue Global Impact. If you are intrigued by the information presented in the article, you can find all the sources and learn more about the authors of this article at ruhglobal.com.